As hearings on the 2020 Farm Bill began, a push is on to ensure biodiversity is part of the conversation. A Senate hearing on the bill's conservation and forestry programs was held on Wednesday. According to defenders of wildlife, more than 70% of species listed under the Endangered Species Act rely on private lands. More than 40% of private land in the lower 48 states is managed for agriculture. The group's senior analyst for private lands, Mary Fafko, says the bill is an opportunity to combat the linked issues of biodiversity loss and climate change.
Farmers, ranchers, and producers play a critical role in conserving our nation's wildlife. With so many of our nation's imperiled species occurring on private lands, depending on private lands, they depend on this farm bill.
Fafko says defenders of wildlife's recommendations for the Farm Bill include incentivizing projects with co-benefits for climate and wildlife and providing national-level funding for all working lands for wildlife initiatives. Christine Ackland is the Northern Rockies senior attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity and based in Missoula. She says the last Farm Bill also included exclusions for some timber sales from analyses on their environmental impact. She says taking away this exclusion would help protect some of Montana's diverse habitats.
That allows the public to be involved in that process to ensure that these projects aren't completely irreparably damaging the important ecosystems in the Northern Rockies, but also really across the country.
The current Farm Bill from 2018 expires on September 30th. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.